I'm going to call the Candia Planning Board meeting of December 15th, 2021 in session at 7 p.m. Would you all rise and join me in pledge allegiance to the flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And we'll do roll call. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Was Josh excused?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Josh is excused and Brian is excused. And for the record, Rob will be a voting member in place of Josh tonight, okay?
Got it.
All right. We don't have any new business, so we'll go right into the old business. We do have the zoning ordinance amendments in here. We have voted on one of them, but the second one, we're going to have a public hearing. So unless there's any objection, I'm going to open up the public hearing at 7:02. And we'll start off by reading what the amendment is going to be. It's
Rudy, just a quick question.
Yes, go ahead.
So I missed the last meeting. Now, this was something that was sent back to us by the zoning board, right?
The ZBA, yes.
Okay.
Yes. What it basically does is that it just takes out a reference to Candia and just puts the reference to the state requirements, which is the same thing anyways.
So as they get updated, we're always current.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So we don't have to come back and do this.
Yep.
You know, ever again. It's just whatever the regulations are for the state is what we go by.
Okay, fair enough.
So the zoning amendment at this time reads Article 15, Special Exception Use, amend Section 15.04E, accessory dwelling units, by deleting, quote, "one septic system shall serve the entire property and adequacy of the system shall be certified by a licensed septic installer." Read now to say, "adequate sewer and water service shall be provided in accordance with the state of New Hampshire septic system regulations." So any comments from anybody on the board?
Do we need to reference anything more specific than that? Is there a certain section, or do we just say, go research that piece, and then you'll know exactly what you need to adhere to?
Right.
Okay.
One of the other things that sometimes happens is that they change the regulation numbers.
So then we'd have to continue to fix this if we...
Okay. Right. And remember when we changed the one that said DES Well Water Board or something like that in the time? Yeah. Well, that doesn't exist.
Okay.
So then we just said New Hampshire DES regulation. So if it says State of New Hampshire Septic System Regulations, then that will cover us, I believe. So.
Yes. Sounds good.
Any other questions or comments? Any comments from the public? Any comments from anybody zooming in? No? Hearing none, I'm going to close the public hearing at 7:04. And now the board can take up approving this to go to the warrant. So I would accept the motion to accept the amendment as presented.
So moved.
This is what you guys did for the last one.
Okay, yeah.
So if you wanted to say the exact thing.
Okay, so do it the same way. Yeah, I'm going to take that back again. It's going to be, let's see, to accept a motion to move the proposed warrant article as restructured to the warrant in March.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. We'll take a roll call on this. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
And Rob?
Yes.
Okay. Oops. All right, very good. All right, that takes care of that. And this is for everybody to have, just so they know. This is what Lisa's going to be giving to, who's this go to?
This will go to Donna Beck.
Donna Beck.
And to the town clerk.
Yeah.
For the warrant.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes for December 1st, 2021.
Judy to tell us if she has corrections.
Yeah, spelling, punctuation.
What do you got, Judy?
How many minutes, Judy?
And this time. Nothing this time.
Lisa, all right. You passed the teacher. All right. Motion to accept the minutes as presented?
I'll motion to accept these minutes as presented.
Second?
Second.
Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rob?
Abstain.
Okay, yep. Judy?
Yes.
And Joyce?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a quorum to accept the meeting minutes, so we're all set with that too. All right. Other business. Town planning. I do have a couple of things on that. I've asked Brian Ruoff to zoom into the meeting tonight just to give an update on some of the activities. Oh, actually, I'm going to step one step back. What I'd like to do is add in the agenda from now on is a section on updating of anything that we have as an active application, just to get an idea of where things stand, so that we're Lisa's always been right up to date on what's going on and stuff and what hasn't been done. So we can kind of get an idea as a regular board where things stand.
I think that's a great idea, Rudy, because I know there's times I see something come back up on the agenda and I was like, when was this from? And I don't remember the last time we kind of looked at it.
Right.
So
do you, when I usually bring those back before the board, I'll put that under old business. Do you want me just to put a prior... If that happens, I put it under old business, and I'll put the information there.
That would probably work. You could put,
when our last meeting was, or something.
Yeah, application status, or something along that line.
Okay.
But it's just something I feel that there are things that go on, not necessarily behind the scenes, but when we're not in meetings and stuff, that probably would be beneficial for the board to know where things stand. So,
I agree with that.
That's a great idea.
We have a couple of issues that are coming up, and we'll do Brian right away first, and I've got one other one to give an update to. So, Brian can give us an update on Tanglewood's application, because they have worked, Brian and Jeff have worked with the applicant and the engineer, and there was actually a walkthrough on Monday that I tagged along on. Stayed in the background, and Brian and Jeff were there with Chief McGillin and the applicant and the engineer. So I asked Brian just to give a quick update on where things stand with their application.
And I think Lisa also sent us a report too, right? Didn't they submit something to the town of Chester? Watershed report?
You already received that stuff back.
Oh, we did.
Yeah,
okay.
Back this summer,
right,
when they gave everything for the original preliminary, but they had resubmitted it to us. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a source water protection plan from Chester, not the well yield. So, Brian, go ahead.
Sure, thank you. I mean, I think you covered half of it there, but we met with the applicant's engineer last Tuesday to go over engineering comments. They had a number of questions relative to that, sort of get a sense of the direction, and then we met with the applicant, the applicant's engineer, and the applicant's lawyer yesterday to do a site walk for the project. Was it yesterday or Monday?
Monday.
I apologize. It was Monday.
Yeah.
And essentially, we discussed concern areas of the roadway, and my understanding is that the applicant is going to be processing that information, and will be coming back with some proposed changes to the upgrades to the roadway, to the offsite improvements. So that's where we stand right now.
Now, and one of the things that they had mentioned, or I had mentioned to them too, is that there is a 90-day time frame that we had told them, and I did mention to them to make sure if they do want an extension, to come in at least 10 days before the meeting.
Yeah.
So that we don't have to worry about that, to keep things on track. I don't want to keep going through this over and over again.
Yeah.
So, that was about it. So I think I don't think it's going to be within 90 days. It seemed to me the engineer had kind of indicated, he asked me about extensions, and I said, you can request an extension.
Yeah.
That's always, especially if the applicant requests an extension, You know, we're bound, unless if we say, if we wanted to have more than 90 days, then that's a little bit tougher. We have to really justify it. If the applicant asks for it, there's no problem with that, so. Right, thank you, Brian.
So I have a little...
Oh, you have a question, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question on this, and I don't know if it's for Brian or you can answer it, Rudy. And maybe it's just a procedural question. But I know every time we've kind of brought this up, there's always the one piece that we come back to is that, you know, the town needs to vote on being able to change this road, right? From a historical road or a scenic road. Should they continue to do all... When is it appropriate for the town to have that vote? Because they could go continue on with all of this work, and then 6 months later, the next time we have a town vote, the town votes it down. Is that almost the first vote that should happen, or...?
Well, I definitely hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
The thing is that they can't request it being changed from a scenic road. The applicant can't. That has to come from the town.
Okay.
So it has to be a resident can petition warrant article that.
Yeah.
Or the board of selectmen can, you know, put a warrant article in to change it to a non-scenic road.
Yeah.
So although logic would say that probably would be the way to go, that's one thing. But at our last meeting, at the meeting that we talked to them about in the preliminary, we gave them a list of 15 or 16 items, however many it was. And one of them was that the road had to be brought up to arterial road standards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in order to do that, then they would have to be doing more work in the road for widening.
Yeah.
So that, if they do that, then they can't do anything to that road unless there's a public hearing on clearing trees and stuff that the planning board has to have a hearing on in order to let them cut the trees. But we don't have to let them cut the trees or move stone walls or things like that. And the planning board can say, you know, it's going to have to be changed from a scenic road to a non-scenic road.
Right.
And it would have to go to...
So at that point, there's something that's prepared to go to the to the vote.
Okay. Right, because they would be requesting a waiver. But even then, you know, they were saying, like, well, they'd look at it from a standpoint of maybe being a condition of approval. And, you know, true, it would be a condition of approval if it was in that way, but who's going to put the warrant article in to the town warrant?
Right.
The planning board wouldn't. It's a very gray, nebulous area of how that whole thing would go on. So,
is it conceivable that someone could actually put a warrant article in now to say, do not change Crowley Road from a scenic road to an arterial road?
The answer is yes. Anybody can put in a warrant article for anything.
Yeah.
Whether it's legal or not would be up to town council. Right. And the thing is it a moot point because it is a scenic road.
Yeah.
So it's already been voted as a scenic road.
Right.
Yeah.
So saying that
right.
you redesignated as a scenic road really doesn't matter because it is a scenic road.
Right.
So the only way you can do it is to remove it as saying that take that off the list of being a scenic road.
Yeah.
Now, their proposal that they came through with the last two, well, at least the last two applications, was just to shim and overlay the road. And then, you know, obviously there's concerns on that road because in one section, it's 20 feet wide, I think, Brian, the narrowest section.
It is narrower. I mean, the narrowest I measured is 17 feet, I think, or just shy of that for a pavement width. But it varies. The section that they're proposing to shim and overlay, which is about two-thirds of the total roadway length, it varies between 17 and 20 feet, I would say, width-wise.
Right. So that would be, if they came back with that, obviously, as I told them, I said, anything that's on there, anybody can come in with a waiver request for anything that we have on our thing. So if they come in with waiver requests for how many ever things on there, well, we have to take each one of those waiver requests once the application is in and vote on whether to grant the waiver or not grant the waiver.
Yeah. And then we may be somewhat limited. We can't grant a waiver because we say, if we were to grant this waiver, that would change the status of the road, and that then triggers the vote.
Right. Well, what they would probably be doing right now is they'd be looking at requesting a waiver from, we told them that we wanted to bring it up to a arterial road,
yep,
and that their waiver request would be to the Schumann overlay.
Right.
So then we'd have to do it. Now, having said that, that wouldn't stop us from accepting the application.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they address everything on the checklist, and they address everything on that listing that we sent them, they can put in their waiver request, and then as long as each one of those waiver requests has the documentation on it,
mm-hmm,
we can accept the application and
right,
then actually vote on the waivers
okay,
on that. So, you know, we'll work with them to make sure, as we usually do, with a kind of like a preliminary meeting with them to just go over the checklist to make sure that everything is addressed in there,
mm-hmm,
so that we don't run into the problems that we've had in the past where something wasn't addressed, so we couldn't accept the application, and we're back in square one again.
Right.
So we want, I'd like to see if we can avoid that, you know, at all costs, and get this into the public's domain.
Right.
And, you know, get all the input we need.
Yep. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate that.
So I think that's pretty much it, right, Brian?
I think you covered it pretty well. Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. So, okay. Great, Brian. Thank you on that one.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And just one other one that the Land Use Board has been working on was Candia First Stop, where there's some issues with site plans, that we don't have certain site plans that are signed, copies of them, things like that. Few things going on with the land use office on that one, because the last thing that, and I don't remember if anybody was on the board at the time, the last thing we did for there was we approved moving the ice cream stand from the right side to the left side.
But then they never moved it.
Well, they did. Right. It was the little, you know, little ice cream stand thing.
Yeah, it hasn't moved since we did that.
Yeah, so they didn't do it, but
no,
they built the barnyard instead.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So. We didn't get involved with that, the barnyard thing, because, you know, at the time it wasn't over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what's been built and not built and changed around, we asked them to give us a new site plan. So that's where that stands at this point in time, is that we've requested that, to have them come back to the board for a major site plan revision. Same thing as we did down for Mountain States.
Mm-hmm.
When they did some changes down there,
Deer Run.
I'm sorry?
Deer Run.
Oh, Deer Run, I'm sorry, yes, I'm sorry, yeah, Deer Run.
Yeah.
Where Deer Run was, you know, I mean, it's the same thing that we were going to do with Deer Run, is have them come back, give us what really is reflecting in what's there and what's changed from the original site plan, because we do have the original site plan, and a lot of it has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to kind of get caught up on that. So that's currently in the works. So,
awesome.
And I know Lisa and Kevin have been working a lot on that one for us. So we'll see how that goes. So that was it on that. So you'll add that in as an agenda item. And what we'll do is, on the agenda when we do that, we'll put in the projects that actually are the ones that we talked about, so that it is known that we advise the public that we'll be discussing those, not in great depth, just to get updates.
Okay. Do you want me to keep that under old business, or do you want me to do that under the other business?
Probably old business, because it's ongoing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's not really other business.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I put application/case status updates. Is that good for everybody?
Yeah. And then under that, you can put down whichever projects we're going to be discussing.
Okay.
Because some of them, you know, there's a few projects that we would discuss that kind of like went by the wayside. And I don't think we ever really updated the rest of the board on some of the things. Like there was one with Bill Safi, when we had that discussion about all those different little parcels of land and things like that. I happened to talk to Bill one day and that, and I think that was, they trying to finally figure out what was going on.
There was an illegal merge by the town of his properties.
Yeah.
For assessing purposes, and that is common, that happens.
Yeah.
For current use situations. But it was back before he owned the property. He had originally 5 lots. All of them were combined into one. He was being charged only for one, and then he wanted to build, and you can't build because you only technically have one lot. So they're going through the process to unmerge all of those through the town, get those individual lots again. A survey's been done, so that's all recorded, and we're just waiting for assessing to update it, and good to go. His daughter has a lot. Her house is almost done, which is great.
Good.
So.
Good, I like that.
Yep.
All right, good. We are going on to other business under town planning. Normally we would have a ZRRC meeting today, but we kind of really covered what we needed to in the ZRRC by doing the ordinance and stuff. I started working a little bit on some stuff with the innovative housing thing, so I'll get some stuff out to everybody. I just put some notes together and some drafts and things just to get that started so we can be working on that, but probably won't work on that until, you know, later towards the end of winter and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But working on that, and we still need to do the steep slopes.
We have that paperwork for the innovative housing from Rob. Do you want me to scan that and resend that to you?
Yes, if you would.
You guys, so you can have it?
Yeah, that would be good. So we can start working on some of that.
Don't we have the paperwork for the steep slopes?
What's that, I'm sorry?
Don't we have that?
I think we do, yeah. I've got the information that you sent me, so we can start getting back on that again, too, because I think that's pretty important that we get that done.
Yeah.
You know, I think we did a lot of work last year, even with the troubles that we had. So hopefully we'll be able to even move forward a little bit more. And I don't ask me why I did this, but I went through the zoning ordinances again today, and we have a bunch of little housekeeping things that need to be done. There's wording in there that's like, then there's like some contradictions that we never caught up when we did the home services contractor thing. Then in another section, in section 15, we didn't address something in that needs to be addressed. So mostly,
You must really be getting bored, Rudy. We're going to find some things for you to do.
We can have before Christmas. We have time to read the regulations. Okay. Life must do everything.
Well, I was looking for something, and then I just started to read, and it's like, okay. That's going to be next year. That's 2022 or whatever, 2023. So minor things, though. Nothing that would be major, just clarifications. So, all right. Anything else on town planning? Anything else? Other matters before the board?
Town planning. Are we going to be talking about SIP?
Yes. Yeah. That, I think, we'll probably... It's going to kind of depend on whether our budget gets passed or not, because, you know, we'll get... Southern New Hampshire Regional Planning to be working with us on that. But yeah, we should start, we're not even going to have to get them involved right away, but I think we should probably start getting the information out to the town departments that we want to really get this updated, because a lot of things are really starting to come into play.
Right.
And you're involved with one of the big things.
Which one?
The public safety complex issues. And
in the school?
Yeah, in the school. So. Yeah. Those are big things.
That's a big.
And I think we got to get back into the highway department because, you know, now that Dennis is no longer here, and it was kind of not really planned, but it was intended that eventually with Dennis retiring that we'd probably have to change things. So we need to get people on board to really, you know, start nailing stuff down, and we can get it into the SIP. And then I think you all saw the one from Chester, which was very, very detailed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I'd like to get to. I know that the budget committee is very interested in making sure that the SIP is there so that they don't have to get blindsided. And we have, fortunately, with the police station and stuff like that, we did put numbers in there. So, and it's actually a little behind. I think we had money in to do certain things this year, but that's going to be pushed off till next year.
Right.
The nice thing is that although the land purchase, I think, was about twice what we had estimated, I think it was $200,000, yes. And actually it's $400,000, something like that.
Yeah, it was $245,000, I think, and it's $400,000.
Yeah.
We weren't too far off.
No, but apparently the engineering was really close.
Yes.
Which was kind of nice because we got it from Brian, so of course it's going to be a reasonable estimate of that. So that was pretty much on there, but now the construction costs need to be put on. Is it going to be a bond? So fortunately, I think if I remember correctly, that the warrant article this year is just for the land.
Just for the land.
And the engineering.
And engineering.
Right. So then once that gets done, then, and even before that, we'll try to get the committee and the board of selectmen to say, are you going to go for a bond to do everything? Or, how are you going to finance it? So we can put that into the long range spreadsheet. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, and the other thing with the GIS, that is still in the works. It's doing coming along well. Brian was hoping that we would have all the tax stuff in there by now, but it's still in the works. They're not going to send us a bill until after the first of the year, so I'll have the select board encumber the funds. So we'll be covered with that, so we'll have that $9,000 in there. And whatever else we can get, if they don't get up to the $9,000 with just the preliminary thing, which they might not, they might have some money to actually do a little bit more. Hopefully we'll just have them do more because we gave them the not to exceed. Mm-hmm. And then we can decide what we want to do next year. The SIP is probably going to be about $5,000. So that'll be about half the money. But then we can take a look at what's in there for those other tasks. Because I know there's a couple of them for like $1,500 or $2,000. So we can go from there.
So with the impact fees, do we have to do the SIP first to get that?
Yes.
So it's going to be next year.
Right. And I'd like to get that done in the first half of the year, get the SIP, so we can then go to the impact fees right away. Right. As you saw, the impact fees in Chester are not cheap.
No, right.
I think it was like $2,500, something like that, for a house.
It was right around $2,500 per house, and then the businesses are a little different.
Right. Now, the thing that I thought, I was always told, is that the impact fees could only be used in the area where the housing was.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Really?
Yeah.
I had heard the same thing.
Yeah, it's not true. I finally researched it and looked, and it's like, okay, the capital improvements, now, it doesn't even say this, because I thought, maybe it's just for the roads. Well, I can't find anything. It just says in the roads that it has to be around where that house is going to be. It's capital items. So, like, if we just say that the candy grew to the point where we needed another fire station, well, okay, it doesn't matter that we got the fees from over here. If the fire station needs to be here, that's an increase in the town services. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be that way. It has to be some kind of capital, though. It can't be hiring a new police officer or hiring firefighters or something like that. But the other thing would be like with the ambulance. An ambulance could be covered under that. Because it's something that the town's growing. We need that particular piece of apparatus.
Yeah.
We don't have it. We can't, you can't replace a fire truck with the capital reserve funds necessarily. But there's even some ways around that, too.
I thought you could use them to assist in purchasing.
Yes.
You say it right, assist.
Right. So, and you can't use it for maintenance items. So there are some criteria, but it's pretty open, actually, if you really look at it closely.
Because when I was reading through the book that, you know, it's white now, our regulations, I never got the sense that it had to be spent just in that section. And it said it can be used on roads, it can be used on, you know, if you had to build on to the police department or build a police department or fire department.
Yeah.
Additions onto schools.
I'm not exactly sure where it came from, but I was always under that impression.
I was too. I had heard that statement enough times where I believed it. So.
Yeah, because what's the saying goes, if you say something enough, people believe it's true.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? I know that the safety complex is still going well.
Still going well. Going ahead with trying to purchase the property and the engineering fees in a warrant article. And from there, we're not having any meetings until January.
All right, good.
I see the educational poster up out here, though. Did the committee put that poster together?
We got assistance with it, yeah.
Oh, good.
And it's out there just to help people, you know, educate them about what's going on.
Yeah, that was a smart idea.
Yeah. That was, you know, working with the architect and the builder.
All right, great. Nothing else. Hope everybody has a
Judy,
Merry
slipping.
Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yes. Merry
Happy
Christmas
Kwanzaa.
To you, Rudy.
Second.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
All right. So who made
Same
the motion?
I did.
Joyce.
Okay. Who seconded it?
Rob. I did.
Rob.
Uh-oh.
Judy.
That's what happens when you're remote, Judy.
Motion.
That's okay. No great loss.
Motion to Rudy. Yes, Mark.
As long as it gets done, right?
Scott.
Yes.
Rob.
Yes.
Judy.
Yes.
And Joyce.
Yes.
Okay, very good, everybody. Motion passes. Oh, yeah, any abstentions?
Nope.
All right, very good. Everybody have a great holiday, and we'll see you after the beginning of the year.
Merry Christmas.
Yes,